also important that I reiterate that when you do decide to go on this journey, but by getting your debts resolved, that you seek a reputable and licensed debt counselor. It is very important. I've been stressing this every week because there are a lot of scammers out there, and I'm always seeing these things on social media. Consumers are seeking help, but they get the wrong help. They are approached by companies, businesses, or people that make these big promises, these too good to be true promises, and people seem to fall for it because they are very good salespeople. And then we lose our hard-earned cash. So I like to stress that it's very important that when you do decide to go on this journey and you get contacted by anyone or you approach someone, to make sure that this person is licensed and registered with a national credit regulator. And I've also mentioned that you can go look them up. You can go onto the NCR's website and check whether they are registered. And you can do so by going into www.ncr.org.za. You search under Register of Registrants, and then you can choose Registered DC. You type in either their practice number or registration number, or you can use their name and surname, and their details will pop up. Okay, so the week before last, we spoke about good debt versus bad debt. Okay, and I just want to recap on that once again. Good debt, like I explained, some of the examples are home loans, business loans, and student loans. So basically, these are debt or financial obligations that you acquire with the intention of generating long-term benefits or increasing your overall financial well-being. So it's basically, I would say, like an asset to you, right? So it's something that's going to benefit you in the long run. Also, we spoke about bad debt. So I mentioned that some examples of bad debt is credit card debt, payday loans, car loans, and unsecured personal loans. So we tend to use our credit cards when, how can I say, on an impulsive behavior, right? So you need something, you don't have the cash for it, so I'm going to swipe the card. What's even worse is some of us use our credit card to buy groceries. Bad idea. It's a very bad idea. You should never buy food on credit. Another example, payday loans. So I explained, I went into detail about payday loans. So you go to a company, you apply for a payday loan, which you need to pay back on the day you get paid, right? So you make perhaps, for example, a loan of 3,500 rand. What do you do at the end of the month? They're expecting at 3,500 back with interest, and if they have any other service charges, such as an initiation fee, or they like to charge a service fee as well. So those are things that you have to pay on top of what you've loaned. And then you need to make sure that after that you are able to pay that loan in full and then still have money for your living expenses. Some of us are unable to pay 3,500 back at the end of the month, plus those fees that are added over and above that loan. And so what happens is we go to another company and apply for another payday loan. And as I said, that avalanche effect, that it just gets spirals out of control. I also spoke about car loans. And we all know that you can see a brand new car on the TV and they offer those beautiful installments, 2,200, 2,999. And I can afford that. Yes, we probably can afford it per month. It's not expensive, but you need to also understand that that 2,999 is also does not include all the other fees that come with it and all the other responsibilities such as third-party insurance perhaps or a warranty or a service plan. Those things are also over and above your installment. And the other thing is, As soon as you take that brand new shiny car with that red, big red ribbon off the showroom, your car loses its value. At the end of the day, when you try to sell it, you don't get it for what it's worth or what you've paid for, plus your interest, plus all the other, the warranties and the service plans, etc. Then I also mentioned these unsecured personal loans. It's quick and easily accessible to us. And usually we use that to take loans to buy something that we cannot also afford to pay cash. But they usually come with high interest rates, and it makes it more expensive and riskier for borrowers. We usually use personal loans, right, as I said, to buy non-essential expenses. You perhaps can't afford to get a vehicle loan, so we apply for a personal loan so that we can then perhaps buy a second-hand car. And as I said, cars lose its value, so it's not always a good idea. And then also, because you're not doing a vehicle finance, what you need to do then out of your own pocket is then to get it insured, warranties and service plans, etc. Okay, so those were the bad debts that we looked into. So what I want to do now is I want to start looking and educating our community on the deeper side when it comes to debt, debt counseling, finance. It's actually going into the National Credit Act. And I want to explain so that we are all able to understand what the National Credit Act means and what the purpose is. So let's go into that. The National Credit Act. The purpose of the National Credit Act is to promote and advance the social and economical welfare of South Africans, to promote a fair and transparent, competitive, sustainable, responsible, efficient, effective, and accessible credit market and industry, and to protect consumers. It's a lot to take in, it's a big paragraph, but it's simple in itself. It's to promote our social and economical welfare. The National Credit Act was put in place to protect us from credit providers, from scammers, etc. And moreover, we as consumers, and for the longest time, I myself, before I became a debt counselor, I didn't know this. And it has taken me such a long time to, you know, when I studied to do this, to understand what the purpose of the Credit Act is and what it is there for and what it stands for. So they need to be fair towards us as consumers, but also to credit providers. And so what are our rights as consumers? What does the National Credit Act say about our rights? The Act bestows the following rights on us as consumers. One, the right to apply for credit. Two, protection against discrimination in respect of credit. Three, the right to reasons for the credit being refused. Four, the right to information in an official language. Five, the right to information in plain and understandable language. Six, the right to receive documents. Seven, protection of consumer credit rights. Also want to inform you that if you do feel that your rights have been infringed in any way, you can obviously contact the Consumer Ombud and they'll then take it further. You can also lay a complaint against any credit provider or debt counselor or credit bureau to the National Credit Regulator. The National Credit Regulator is our governing body, so they oversee or they oversight debt counselors, credit bureaus, and credit providers. All right. So, I now want to speak about something that many of us seem to not take very seriously when it comes to our debt. I myself have been one of those consumers. What is a Section 129? Moreover, what we understand is, what is a letter of demand? So you know you get those little letters in the postbox that usually used to come in a pink color that used to demand that you have now not paid your debt or your loan or your account for a certain period of time and that they are now enforcing the agreement. So just a little bit about that. The purpose of a letter of demand or a Section 129, as we as debt counsellors and credit providers and credit bureaus know it as, is to draw the default to the notice of the consumer in writing and advise the consumer that he or she may refer the credit agreement to a debt counsellor, an alternative dispute resolution agent, consumer court or ombud, with the intent to resolve any dispute under the agreement or to develop a plan or agree upon bringing the payments under the credit agreement up to date within 10 business days from the delivery of the notice. What I do want to say about this is that you shouldn't feel overwhelmed when you receive the letter or frightened in a sense. It's not meant to put you in a panic, but it's also not something that you should take lightly. So this letter is just a courteous, friendly letter. Might not seem that way, but that's the intent of it, to advise you that should you now not step up to the plate and take responsibility or accountability for your debt, that they will then enforce the contract that you have previously signed with them. They also advise you in this letter that you can seek help if you are unable to pay, or that you can contact this particular credit provider to make alternative arrangements. They give you at least 10 business days from the date that you receive the letter to do so. Okay, and then if you don't, if you just completely purely ignore the letter, they then enforce the agreement by referring the account in particular to a external debt collector or an attorney for further collection. And then the legal process then starts from there. So yes, as I said, failure to respond to the notice within the prescribed time, the credit provider may cancel the agreement and proceed to approach the court to take the legal steps necessary to enforce the agreement. It is advised not to ignore such a notice and to either make an arrangement with the credit provider, or if you're unable to afford the installments, to contact a debt counsellor, or you can contact the credit provider, as I said, for assistance. Now, the sad part is that many of us ignore it. I know I've myself am guilty of that, but during my years in this industry, I've realized that it's very important that you take note and take heed of what is being said to you in the letter. Once they start enforcing legal action, it can be very detrimental to you, right? Not just financially, but on a psychological or a mental, emotional sphere as well. So it doesn't just affect your finances, it affects your personal life. Because then you start getting these lawyers, you get sheriff of the courts coming to your house, you have to go to court and it summons us, and it just spirals out of control, and then you don't know what to do. And that is when many consumers decide they need to seek help. So they ignore the letter of demand, they leave it, they think it's going to go away, or they just continue to pay the cents that they have been paying here and there, and then boom, they receive a summons, they need to appear in court. People, once it goes to court and once there's a summons in place, there's nothing that no one can do for you. Not us as debt counselors anyway. That's the part, that's the first step to the legal process. So you need to approach a debt counselor before it goes to a summons. That is why you get that letter. That letter states that if you cannot pay the 20,000 rand, plus the additional interest, plus the fees for the letter of demand and the collectors that have now taken over this file, we cannot help you. They give you that time, but once that time is up, it's up, and you're not going to get that time back. Many consumers, and it's very unfortunate, and it's a very sad case actually, when you are approached by clients that's asking desperately for help, either for their home loan that they've also ignored or their vehicle. And you've then discovered, but there's a summons and your hands are tied and there's nothing that you can do. The only thing that I can then do as a debt counselor is to advise them that you're going to have to go to court, state your case, or you're going to have to pay it or give the car back. And then once the car is given back, then there's a whole lot of things that entails, goes on auction, etc. And that we'll talk about on a later stage. And the consumers cry. They are terrified because some of them they lose their homes. Some of them are afraid to lose their car because they need to use the car to go to work, then to take the kids to school. And with that, they're also not allowed to apply for any other vehicles because they've now been, as we all know it, to be blacklisted. So they've got this adverse record on their file. And because of that, they can't now apply for credit. So what do? You've lost it now. You've been paying all these years and you've just lost that money as well. You've just given the bank money and a car. And then you still need to pay in the back as well. So I want to really stress that it's important that when you get this letter, don't wait for it to get out of hand. Seek assistance. Assistance and help is out there. So we're reaching the end of the show and I just want to leave you with another quote. Every time you borrow money, you're robbing your future self. And this is from Nathan Morris. Also, just a reminder, you can find me and follow me, like my Facebook and Instagram pages. It's New Leaf Debt Solutions, N-U Leaf, L-E-A-F, Debt Solutions. Like I said, like, follow, share Facebook and Instagram. You can also have a look at my website, www.newleafdebt.co.za. Feel free to email me info@newleafdebt.co.za, or you can call or WhatsApp me on 069-755-6167. I want to once again remind you that if you are having any difficulty with your debt and you want to see whether you are over indebted or not, there is a calculator on my website. You just type in your income, your expenses, and if it says there's a minus, then you know that you need help. If it's in a positive, if there's no minus, well, then you're still safe. You don't probably don't need any assistance. Also, you can go on there and you can fill in a form and you can get a free credit report as well. So you go onto my website under debt assessment. You can go into the debt calculator and there will be a little form that you can complete. You just type in your details and you'll get a free credit report. I also want to ask you to like, share, follow Radio Estereva on their socials, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. You can WhatsApp them on 064-536-9095 or email them info@radioestereva.co.za. And then finally, website www.radioestereva.co.za. People, please like, follow, share, send to family and friends. I'm a small business. I need the likes and the follows. Thank you. Have a lovely week and we'll do this again.
You are listening to Waiting on You, Lord, and I'll do it again. If you ask me to, I'll wait it on. Tell me me to call wait on you till I hear your voice. I need you, God, to see me through. Till I hear your call, for my life is yours, and you are my reward. I will wait on you, it's my destiny. Through obedience, you will set me free. I will wait on you till the
Our people.
Tidang ragi.